Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website, well, it's an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday, the 18th day of August, 2022. Folks, as we get toward the latter part of the week and into the weekend, after weeks and weeks of very dry conditions, the drought continuously getting worse across the area, in combination also with temperatures which have pretty much every day been at or above 100 degrees over the last month or so, finally a pattern change about to take place. The upper level high that has been so strong for most of the summer across Texas has now shifted more out over the western U.S. And what that has done with the clockwise wind flow around that upper level high has put us now on the east side in a more north and northwest wind aloft. And folks, that has helped and assisted a surface cold front coming south out of North Texas. That front is this morning down into the area around Waco and areas like that. And it'll settle south later today, as far south maybe as the Austin and Georgetown area. Now, this is not much of a front. It's a very weak system. It's just going to become diffuse overhead. But, folks, it will produce lift in the atmosphere, association with daytime heating, more instability in the atmosphere, and, folks, abundant moisture. Dew points in the mid-70s across south-central Texas this morning. So plenty of low-level moisture in place. And so for the first time in a long time, we really have the chance of seeing measurable rain in the Austin area over the next day or so. That front is going to time out again with daytime heating to really produce the best chance of showers and thunderstorms, probably from about 3 o'clock to about 7 o'clock this evening, and then again tomorrow about the same time as well. One thing I do want to note, and the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center is mentioning this as well, is these thunderstorms, given highs around 100 this afternoon, can produce some very strong downburst winds. As a result, straight-line thunderstorm wind gusts of up to 50 to 60 miles an hour are possible this afternoon around the thunderstorms. And with us not seeing at least widespread nature type of showers and thunderstorms lately, please keep in mind the lightning threat as well. Well, the front then will weaken as we get late tomorrow into Saturday, and it'll actually lift back to the north as a warm front. That was something we expect. It'll only hang around a day or so before lifting to the north. At the same time, the National Hurricane Center, we now shift back to the tropics for a second, has been watching an area of disturbed weather. It moved westward as a tropical wave through the western Caribbean. It is now crossing Central America as we speak, and expected by tomorrow, by Friday, to emerge over the Bay of Campeche, southwestern Gulf of Mexico, there off the east coast of Mexico. Folks, the system forecast is a big slug of tropical moisture to continue northwestward into the western Gulf, and then eventually, probably by Sunday and Monday, to somewhere along the Texas coast, Corpus Christi to Brownsville. The National Weather Service says we need to watch this closely. The National Hurricane Center, there is now, we've increased it to a 30% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 5 days. So we've got to watch that for South Texas and for the Central Texas coast as it moved this way. But more importantly for Austin, after a little break in the rain chances over the weekend, I think Saturday into at least a chunk of the day on Sunday, by late Sunday and Monday, that slug of moisture comes northward in whatever form it does. And again, how that system develops or doesn't develop is going to have a lot to do with what ends up with this moisture over south and central Texas by late in the weekend, first part of next week. But what is interesting is, in addition to that, another cold front pushes south, another weak front. By the middle part, early and mid part of next week, it presses close to the Austin area. Folks, there's another lifting mechanism in a very unstable air mass, in a very tropical air mass. But I see some pretty good rain chances for next week. And right now, my forecast that you see online, I think is pretty conservative on rain chances. I really think they'll be higher than that. But I want to hold off until we get a better idea on exactly what is happening. Overall, folks, no doubt about it, it's a shift in this summer-type weather pattern that we've been stuck with. We've had to suffer across south-central Texas with the drought, and it looks like a pretty good chance that over the next 7 days, we're at least going to put a dent in the drought and the very dry conditions across the area. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, is suggesting for the Austin area, overall, on average, for the next 7 days, about 2 to 4 inches of rain. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We need it. I'm just hoping we don't get into more of a possibility of a flood situation as heavier rains, particularly next week, maybe become more likely. By the way, if you're going to be in North Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, all the way, in fact, from about Shreveport across Dallas-Fort Worth out toward Lubbock, the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center is predicting upwards of 4 to 6 inches of rain on average. Folks, that will begin to cause some problems, even with the drought conditions going on in that part of the state. So big changes ahead, it looks like, in the next 7 days, not only with the rain chances, but it looks like as well with clouds and precipitation chances after today and maybe on Saturday. I just don't expect to see too many more 100-degree days, at least for the foreseeable future. I'm not saying we won't see some more 100-degree days in September, but I'm just saying for the foreseeable future after, I think, today and maybe again on Saturday, that should be it. Temperature should be lower with those better rain chances, especially next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, this 18th day of August 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and my 7-day forecast on the website again tomorrow, Friday morning. Have yourself a good Thursday.